The New Pet, written and read by Louise. William kicked a stone angrily along the footpath. It wasn't fair, he thought. Why did it have to happen? He kicked the stone again, and it hurt his bare toes. His slumped shoulders made him a picture of dejection. Yesterday, he had been a lively, happy 9-year-old, but overnight, something dreadful had happened. His dog Rhino had become very quiet during the day. Instead of charging about everywhere as he usually did, that is why he was called Rhino, he just lay down on the mat and whimpered. Mum said if he was no better in the morning, she would take him to the vet. But when evening came, he died. William couldn't believe it. Rhino was his best friend. They had played lots of games like chasing, throw and catch with a stick or a ball. And every evening they went for a walk along this very footpath. But tonight, William came by himself. It felt strange without Rhino there. William came to the end of the road. He sat down on the curb and stared into the gutter. Rhino would have muzzled his wet nose into his arm as if to say, "Get up, come and chase me." But Rhino wasn't there. Dad had buried him in a box in the backyard under the apple tree that Rhino used to run round and round chasing birds or the cat. William wondered if there was a dog heaven. The sun disappeared behind the hills and its warmth was gone. A chill wind made William shiver. He was only wearing shorts and a thin raggy t-shirt. Better go home and get tea, he thought to himself. Slowly he stood up and sauntered back along the footpath. He stopped for a couple of minutes to watch two small dogs chasing each other and barking loudly as they playfully rolled over and over in the garden by the fence, then run round and round the yard till they were exhausted. Their owner called them for their tea, and William walked on. When he reached home, he saw the car in the driveway. Dad's home, he thought. He opened the front door. Dad was standing in the hallway. He was holding something in his arms. "Look, William," he said, "I have something for you." The something gave a little yelp, and William could see that it was a puppy. He didn't want to look. "I don't want a puppy," he said. "Just hold him for a bit then," said Dad, and he put the puppy in William's arms. The puppy snuggled against his chest. It felt warm. It looked up at William with large brown eyes. William stroked its soft brown body. Light from the doorway made it look golden. "I wonder if he charges about everywhere like Rhino did," he said. He put him down gently on the floor. But he jumped back again into his arms, and he bent down and snuggled against William again. "Snuggles would be a good name for him," he said. "Snuggles it is then," said Dad with a grin. "Okay," William said, and grinned back at Dad.